Welcome to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast.
Hey guys, Ace is here for NetPlayMarketing.com, and thank you again for joining me here on the podcast. If you haven't had the opportunity yet, you know what? Head over to iTunes, make sure that you subscribe to the show, first of all, so that way you know when exactly the newest episode is popping out. And while you're there, you know, leave us a 5-star rating and leave a positive comment so other people are going to be able to find out about the show, and, you know, we will be able to, you know, just continue to grow the message and paying it forward and empowering people to, you know, just go after it, go after life. And, you know, and I'd really appreciate that, guys. So, you know, today I want to talk about comparing ourselves to others and or comparing our results to others. Okay, guys, I think that's something that a lot of people and a lot of us struggle with, whether it's, you know, at work, whether it's, you know, in a goal that we're trying to go, you know, attain, whether it's in our business, whether it's in our relationship, whatever case may be. Okay, guys, and what happens with this, though, guys, is that I think that as humans, we're naturally attracted to extremes. Okay, guys, so let's take a very basic example. You know, when somebody's thinking about working on a fitness goal, people are thinking about working on a fitness goal. You know, what is it? What's the idea that you have in your head of, you know, what you want to look like? What would your ideal, you know, your ideal self or your picture-perfect self look like, right? When we go online, what is it that attracts us? When we see somebody, you know, we see maybe like a side banner, or we see like a pop-up, you know, that comes up, or even maybe an advertisement on YouTube or whatever. What is it? What kind of people do you see? We see super fit people, you know, guys with like 20 packs and, you know, super skinny, you know, model-like girls and stuff like that, right? And that's the kind of the image that attracts us, right? Because it's an extreme. It's something that's so that's kind of out of the norm. Not everybody's like that, you know, and so we naturally are attracted to that. That's the reason why those advertisements work. It's the reason why you see so many of those people in advertisements and in media and things like that, because those extremes kind of attract us because they stand out. Now, a lot of times, you know, when we then go to the gym, we expect to get those type of results. But we don't know everything that these people have actually gone through to get to that point. Sometimes, you know, Photoshop, I'm sure, plays a little bit. But, you know, for a lot of these people that are, you know, fitness models and things like that, for them to have those, you know, crazy six-pack abs and all this other stuff that you see, you know, on these advertisements, it takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication to get there. But they don't tell you that part, right? They just tell you, oh, you know what, find the secret, these 5 secrets to look like, to get your six-pack abs in 6 weeks or something like that. When, you know, that's not the way it works, okay, guys? And what happens is, you know, when we decide to hit to the gym, especially, you know, in these months like January and stuff, when people have like their New Year's resolutions, you know, they head out to the gym, they start working out, and instead of, you know, being happy for the results that they are getting, what they're seeing is, I don't see my abs coming out, you know, I don't see myself looking like these models, or I don't see myself doing like that. And it kind of, you know, demotivates us, right? Because we are so dependent, I think, on instant gratification now more than ever. You know, our society today is so dependent on instant gratification because we're so used to having everything at our fingertips and super fast and everything else, that when things don't work out that way, things that take a little bit more work, like your fitness, like your business, like your relationships, like work, right? We get frustrated or we get demotivated, and then we sometimes just give up altogether, or we just settle for mediocre results. Okay, one or the other. And when it comes to, you know, comparing ourselves to that, that's what usually happens. People just get kind of depressed about it, or they, you know, they think like, you know what, I'm never going to get to that point, and then they kind of just give up. Okay, and you know, anybody can reach any sort of goal that they want to if they just stick with it long enough, right? So if you really wanted to look like the guy in, you know, those fitness magazines, if you really wanted to look like the girl in, you know, in the magazines, whatever the case is, you know, you could get to that point. Okay, it doesn't matter what level you're at. I've seen some amazing stories. You know, I used to work at a gym for a long time, and I've seen some amazing transformations that do happen. But the difference that, you know, happens between the majority and the minority is astounding. You know, the people that end up changing their lives, people who really do get the results, are people that are, you know, make a change. They have a different mindset. Their mindset is set to, I will keep going at this, and I'll keep trying, and I'll keep working, and I will do what it takes. And these people sometimes change their lives around completely. You know, they, especially when it comes to like a fitness goal, you know, they change the way that they've been eating, they change the way that they've been exercising, you know, they get a personal trainer, they do everything that they need to do to get to the point and get to the level that they want. Right, but a lot of people, and most of us, don't have that dedication, right? And what happens is, you know, we'll go to the gym, we'll head out, and we'll get a little bit sore for the first couple of weeks, and we're like, oh, you know, I'm not seeing the results, or whatever the case is, and then we just give up. That's the main reason why so many people actually just start their New Year's resolutions, you know, or people head to the gym, you know, the first couple of weeks, and then after that, February, the gym is like half as full as it was in January, not even maybe even less than half, right? It's because most of those people are waiting to see the results over the first 2 or 3 weeks. And the funny thing is, you actually don't start seeing the results until 6 to 12 weeks into your workouts. That's when you start seeing some of the results. And when you get to that level, guys, when you get to that level where you start seeing the results, when you start seeing the payoff to the work you've been putting in for like X amount of time, that's the best feeling ever. And it just super motivates you to keep going. But a lot of the time, we don't allow ourselves to get to that point before we go. Okay, guys? So another thing that I want to talk about when it comes to comparing ourselves to others is that we, like I said, we are so attracted to extremes, especially the same things like business and things like that we hear about these overnight success stories. You know, we hear about these guys who, you know, were able to like make money overnight, essentially. You know, they started to like, you know, take control of their business or whatever, and then they decided to, they exploded their business, they exploded their networks, they exploded all this stuff, and they basically became overnight successes. And you know, and these are the people that we hear about, especially when we're introduced to like a business opportunity or whatever the case is. And a lot of the time, guys, we don't know the background story to these guys. And that's the part that I actually love to do. You know, when I hear about a great success story, when I hear about, people, these quote-unquote overnight successes, when I hear about all these people, I love to, you know, take a look at what it is that made them so successful. And one of the things that I honestly look at, and one of the things that I find most common and what most people don't find, is that these people weren't really overnight successes. Yes, maybe they got the nominal result in their latest business by working very strongly in a short amount of time and were able to get some really great results. But there is a huge story behind it that led to it. Okay, guys? So let me give you an example. You know, one person that I was watching a video from, his name is Holton Bugs. He's actually, a millionaire. I think he's the top network marketing earner of all, like, right now. He basically makes, like, $1 million a month, okay, in the company that he was in. But for years, he made no money. Okay, guys, he was in network marketing for years, for many, many, many years, and with different companies. But before he saw any success in his business, he was very, very mediocre, okay? But one thing that he didn't do is he never gave up. You know, he jumped maybe to a couple different companies, but what basically made him stand out was his mindset, okay? He would record himself saying positive things, making positive affirmations, basically reciting his goals, where he was going to be in 5 years, where he was going to be next year, where he was going to be 6 months from now. And he would literally record himself. He would burn those things into a CD, and he would pop them into his CD player in his car, and he would basically just recite these things, these positive affirmations, these positive ideas, this positive, you know, energy of where he wanted to be. And when he finally came to, when that finally came to fruition, I'm sure it was the most amazing feeling in the world. Okay, guys, but a lot of us don't hear about those stories. You know, we don't hear about the things that people had to do to get to the success. We are only attracted to the last part, you know, the last 6 months of their lives when they finally, you know, made it big. And we hear about all that, but that's not the way life is, guys. You know, there's so many little things that we're doing along the way that's going to lead us to our final destination. Okay, guys, and there's going to be some speed bumps, there's going to be some roadblocks. But we're going to have to decide when we get to that roadblock whether we are going to stop and turn around, or whether we're going to go around it, we're going to go under it, we're going to go over it, or we're going to break right through it. Okay? We make that decision. And a lot of times when we get to that roadblock, a lot of us, what we do is we decide to just turn around and go back. Why? Because it's easier. It's the easiest way to go. And when that happens, guys, it's because we see the end goal. You know, we see where we want to be. We see what other people were able to accomplish. But we don't believe inside ourselves that we can be where they are. We feel that we're not worthy of what they've accomplished, right? And a lot of the times, guys, it is partly true. We're not worthy of it because we don't feel confident in ourselves. We're not confident in our abilities. We've let ourselves be okay with mediocre. And what I'm here to tell you guys is that you can do it. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. You're able to accomplish anything you want to in your business, in your relationships, in your work, as long as you know what the goal is that you want to accomplish, and you will not give up at it until you reach it. Okay, guys? How specifically you can do that, only you are going to be able to find that vehicle. okay, only you're going to be able to do it, right? And sometimes you're going to have to change the way you do things. Sometimes you're going to have to change the way that that you're used to doing it, because a lot of us get comfortable. A lot of us get comfortable in what we do, or we retreat back to where we are comfortable as soon as we begin to feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to achieve a specific goal that you've never achieved, it's because you need to do something that you have to do something that you have never done. Hope that sinks into your head right now. Okay, if you want to accomplish something that you have never accomplished before, you're going to have to do things differently than you've ever done before. Okay, that's the only way that you're going to be able to see success, because successful people, they basically just didn't give up. They tried things in 100 different ways until they found what worked. Maybe their friends told them that they were crazy. Maybe their friends told them to just stop trying. And a lot of the times we let those people who have given up on their dreams, people who have decided to settle for realistic, those are the people that sometimes set us down. You know, they bring us down to their level. But you as a leader, you as someone who decides to take control of your life, you will not listen to these people. What you're going to do is you're going to decide, make a decision right now, that you will continue until you've achieved it. Okay, guys, you're not like everybody else. We are all born unique. We just die as a copy if we choose to. All right, guys, I hope you receive that message. I hope it really hits home for you. And again, if you want to reach out to me, guys, aces@netplaymarketing.com, or leave me a message, just head over to the website. And until next time, let's get out there and have some fun.